Susan Watson grew up in Pensacola, where her father, who was in the Navy, settled the family when she was 10 years old. Watson began her career as a nurse, working locally and in Illinois, but she decided to leave the profession and, with her own young family, moved back to Pensacola in the mid-1980s. In time, she crossed paths with Pat Crawford, executive director of WUWF Public Media.
I got to know Susan very well as a parent at N.B. Cook. We had kids the same age, and I was just amazed at what a volunteer she was and the things that she accomplished as a parent at the school.
Crawford tapped Watson to launch WUWF's educational outreach and to represent the station with a public radio project known as PROVE, which stood for Public Radio Outreach Volunteer Engagement. It was an incredible success.
So they invited Susan to come to the National Public Radio Conference that year and present to the other stations. She did a great job presenting. They were so impressed. They asked her to stay behind when we came back. She stayed another week in Washington. And on behalf of NPR, she testified before Congress with the hearings for appropriations for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So she made a great impression nationally on behalf of public radio.
After that, Crawford hired Watson full-time. She continued to do outreach and started to become involved with her activist activities.
She handled them well, never interfered with her job, which was important because those were causes that were important to her personally and not necessarily things the station should take a position on. But she did an excellent job of doing that, made us all proud.
Everyone joked about Susan and I were the two activists at WUF, and Pat liked the idea that, you know, we always had to have an activist around.
Enid Siskin is a friend and colleague who had much in common with Watson. They both put their careers on hold to be stay-at-home moms, were members of Temple Beth-El, discovered new skills working at WUWF, and became high-profile activists in the community. Siskin championed the environment.
Her causes were the disadvantaged, the underrepresented, people who were not being given their full rights, or children, or students at school.
According to Siskin, now a full-time faculty member in the UWF Public Health Program, Watson was instrumental in getting N.B. Cook Elementary formed and was awarded for her efforts to get school supplies to students after Hurricanes Erin and Opal in 1995. She made local headlines when she filed a public records lawsuit against Escambia County School Board member Vinette Webb. Watson's perseverance led to Webb's conviction and temporary removal from office.
She felt that the students, children who were underrepresented, and public school children who needed all the help they could get were not being well treated by the school board, and this one member of the school board. So she wanted to find out what was going on in the background. And, you know, that's her. That's Susan. She saw what she thought was wrong, and she had to right it. And that's been the story of her adult life, certainly since I've known her.
Watson would also achieve notoriety when she and her children became plaintiffs in an ACLU lawsuit challenging Governor Jeb Bush's school voucher program, which was thrown out by the Florida Supreme Court. Watson joined the ACLU of Florida, serving on its board and executive committee and leading efforts to establish a panhandle chapter in 2000. She was appointed regional director and worked as a staff of one for a time before bringing Benjamin Stevenson aboard as staff attorney.
Susan hired me in 2008, and I will tell you, I learned so much about the fight for civil liberties and civil justice and how to show compassion, even in the heated battles.
Watson and Stevenson tackled a number of civil liberties cases locally, beginning with the school prayer lawsuit against the Santa Rosa County School District. He says she loved taking on those she perceived as bullies.
From the teachers who were ostracizing students in class who had different faiths, to the police who were engaged in racial profiling, or the jail who was not taking care of the inmates as they should. She was relentless in fighting for LGBT rights.
I have the honor of being the person who hired Susan Watson.
Howard Simon, executive director of the ACLU of Florida, was impressed by Watson's work and later helped her get the job as statewide director of the ACLU of Alabama in 2013. In just 3 short years, she built a strong record of taking on the establishment in Alabama.
The Chief Judge of the Supreme Court, Roy Moore, in his attack on same-sex marriage, the attack on the governor who tried to shut down Planned Parenthood, the attack on the legislature that was pushing back on trying to shut down abortion rights.
It is time to stop.
Watson at a 2015 Rally for Women's Lives in Montgomery.
It is time to stop using religion to discriminate by allowing health care workers pick and choose who they want to care for. It's time to stop offering bills that would ban all abortions at 6 weeks. It's time to stop treating us like sex offenders by requiring clinics that provide pap smears, birth control, and abortions from being 2,000 feet from a school.
She took on the big issues, but she did it with charm and she did it with joyfulness. I mean, she had some fun fighting the good fight.
The community has lost an amazing advocate. She was just remarkable.
She made an impression on this organization that will last forever, and she will be sorely missed.
Howard Simon, Enid Siskin, and Pat Crawford, remembering Susan Watson, who died 1 week ago at the age of 62. A memorial service will be held Sunday, 4:30, at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church in Pensacola. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.